never miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Check out Nick's Roast. I put that on Twitter. You have it on your Facebook page and your Twitter, right, Nick?
Yeah, it's on all those, and it's at nicksallens.com.
All right.
So, Nick, who surprised you the most at the roast? Who really roasted you?
Heather kind of set it off. Because Kim, when she could have just, like, propelled the whole thing forward. She just went off on everybody. She's like, you guys should be more successful. Why am I at this bar on a Friday night?
Yeah, okay. So was it more friendly? Nobody really hammering you hardcore? I mean, have you done a roast, April?
Not really. I wrote some roast jokes for a friend of mine when he was turning 50.
Okay.
And then I was told not to do them. They were like, can you write something cleaner? Because he was friends with a lot of celebrities, and they didn't want me saying... like
really hardcore, dirty
really
stuff?
Really hardcore, mean things.
Because they're celebrities and they're vain, right?
Well, I feel like his handlers, I feel like because Clooney was one of his friends.
Okay.
He was like just friends with a lot of super famous people.
Right,
and
right.
then they were like, we would have been cool with it. But I feel like my friend's handlers were like super uncomfortable.
I got it.
They were like, can you just go write something else really quick? I'm like, that took me 3 weeks.
I would think,
kidding?
I would think Clooney could actually take it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
what are you
going to
say bad about Clooney? You're
well, it was the same reason they had issues with Ricky Gervais at the Golden Globes because
he hammered him. Right, yeah. Exactly. Well,
I think it was when Clooney was dating a lot of waitresses. And I was.
Oh, he was.
Yeah. I was like, you're supposed to leave.
The Vegas waitresses were together for a while.
Yeah, a while. A lot of weight. I was like, you're supposed to leave a tip, not insert the tip, Clooney.
A good one. That's
Clooney.
Yeah.
Thanks.
And you're tight, you call him Clooney.
Yeah,
right?
Clooney.
Was a friend of yours pretty famous then?
He was a business person.
Okay.
He was somebody I dated years ago that
got
was like
it.
A
all
business
right.
guy.
All right.
So.
How many people you date in L.A. before you got married?
Oh, I dated a lot.
I know you did.
No, I did. This is what's sad.
Who's the most famous person besides Benicio del Toro? Not sex, just dated.
Dated?
You don't tell about your
or
sex
don't
life.
You date without
I've dated
banging.
Some athletes. I've dated some actors. I've some business people.
Just mention a guy. Drop. Our crowd loves name dropping.
Oh, I don't. Makes me feel like.
Why?
They always make fun of those
If you're
ladies.
A good looking woman in LA who's got her crap together, although a little psycho in your early 20s, I'm sure a celebrity athlete walked up to you and you dated a person. Who was it?
I don't like to say.
Come on. You're not talking bad about the people. Give us one.
No. I'll tell you off air.
Okay.
It makes
how about
me
actors?
Feel weird.
Okay. How about actors or comedians besides athletes?
Oh, I've dated so many comedians.
Give us the sport.
A lot of mediocre comedians in my day.
We probably met half of them.
Yeah.
Basketball, football, baseball. You got to give us a sport.
One basketball, a baseball, but that guy gets traded every year.
Right.
So
okay.
I don't think he's that good because he kept getting traded.
Yeah.
And I didn't like him. I was like, when he played for the Brewers, I was like, I didn't want to say he played for the Brewers. But then he played a year for the Yankees, and I was like, that's sexy.
Listen to you. I love that.
I didn't like the outfits.
Yeah. Your phrase
ain't great. Good reason to
play for
up.
The Brewers. What basketball team the person play for?
Lakers.
Oh.
I live there.
Well, let's nail this down then. White or black guy?
Basketball would be easier because there's
The Laker. White or black guy?
There's only 12 on the roster.
Halfsies.
Okay, biracial black guy for the Lakers. What year?
I'm not. Oh, it was.
What year?
This was. I mean,
2000s.
20 years ago.
Okay.
Maybe
not Kobe.
Yeah, I was going to say Kobe.
He was there, but he's not. I don't think Kobe's not biracial, but he knows Italian.
Does he?
Yeah. He plays. His dad played ball there.
I think he was born in Italy.
Was he born there?
His dad played ball there. Yeah.
Rick Fox.
Rick Fox. Yes, it is Rick Fox. See your face. By the way, we talked to Rick Fox when he was when he's dating Elijah
Dushku.
Dushku.
You tried. That's good.
Elijah
Dushku.
Yeah. Rick Fox was promoting something, and we had him on the phone. He was great. We loved him, and we mentioned something. Brought up his girlfriend. He goes, she's upstairs sleeping. He goes, lucky you. He goes, yeah, lucky me. That kind of crap. So Rick Fox,
I don't know. I don't know if it was.
It was. Did you Google it?
No, I was just thinking about Lakers that played
and biracial
a couple decades ago.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
By the way, nothing bad
Nick
about that.
Rick,
I don't know if your relationship was bad or not, but he's a good looking stud.
We hooked up. Okay. Okay. Yeah, just hooked up with a Laker. This is embarrassing.
No, it's not.
It is.
You're a woman.
We all would have hooked up with a Laker.
Yeah.
You're like, well,
living your single life in L.A. Any woman listening to us would have went to bed with Rick Fox.
Yeah, with me.
I would have considered it.
Yeah, right. Some dudes.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I got these Polish breeding cans I've been lugging around to L.A. for a while. You think you can pick up some scraps?
Rick Fox's dad is
Polish breeding cans.
Afro-Bahamian.
Oh, yeah, he's bi.
Bahamian and
biracial. Biracial.
Right. His mom's Canadian.
Yeah.
So that makes it.
Well, he's half white. You can see that in him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But the Afro.
Also played for the Suggs a little bit.
Predominantly.
He was a Carolina guy. Yeah. Okay. Rick Fox. That was great, Nick. Because her face couldn't deny it, man.
Yeah, but I didn't say anything.
No, but your face couldn't deny it.
You didn't have to.
Yeah.
I didn't say anything, guys.
Does your we always joke
how
about
how tall is he?
How tall is who?
Rick Fox.
He's 6'9".
Yeah, he's giant.
Yeah, he's giant.
Big.
Okay, we've always asked this. Now, your husband being a foreigner originally, what's his knowledge of American culture?
Pop culture. Pop culture. He really loves Friends. I feel like they're always a few years behind on like sitcoms and
but
stuff.
But would he know who Rick Fox is?
Maybe.
He's a soccer guy, probably.
Yeah,
right?
He's a soccer guy. Okay. I feel like he'd tell me who Messi is before.
Yeah. So,
but he knows American politics like more than and how American government works more than most Americans.
But like you couldn't. We always talk about when people are famous and or have dated famous people and are sitting around watching the TV and somebody goes, "Well, we brought it up with the De Niro, excuse me, with Pacino, with that woman." Like all of a sudden, Stone show up on TV. So, yeah. Hey, there's your boyfriend, that kind of joke.
Yeah.
So does he ever see somebody and you tell them you slept with him?
No, he doesn't like it. He's not that guy. He doesn't want to talk about his ex. He doesn't want to like.
No, you. Yeah.
And I feel like I've always
been
that.
Your past, right.
Yeah, past. And I've been that person to tell everything. And he's like, yeah, I don't need to hear.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like you see somebody on TV, I dated that person. You don't want to hear that.
I can see his face. Doesn't enjoy it. Yeah. It's not like, look at who I pounded years ago. thanks.
I would want to hear all about it. Tell me all about it.
Yeah, he doesn't. He's just not. Because I want to hear about exes. Like, I want to hear about his mangled face ex. Like, I want to know what was the deal.
Yeah, you want to hear it.
I want to hear. I want to hear.
Yeah, but Rick Fox
dated.
Doesn't have a mangled face. He's a good looking dude, man.
No, I've dated some qualities.
I'm sure you have. He ain't the most famous, though, is he?
No, but this is how you know you've dated too many people in L.A.
Okay.
I dated this guy who was on a soap opera years ago.
Right.
And then, I mean, I was super young. Mm. And then years ago, like eight years ago, right. I got this thing to do a pilot presentation for Fox. And I was like, where do I know the name of this producer? And I was like, I banged him years ago. he's resurfacing with a different profession. And I was like, that's too many people in L.A.
Did it hurt you?
Did you get the green light?
Get a second meeting?
No, because, you know, I feel like I just kept quiet. Like, I don't know if he fully, I was different hair color. Maybe he didn't remember. Because he had a wife then. And I didn't
remember.
I just didn't want, if it got picked, it didn't get picked up. It was a really stupid idea.
Okay.
But if it did get picked up, I didn't want his wife to be like, you're not hiring that lady based on, so I just kept my mouth shut.
I banged him years ago.
Yeah, I banged him years ago at Mexicali. I picked him up at Mexicali, and then we, after we ate some nachos.
Were you easy?
Was I? Yeah, I'm damaged. Yeah. Easy back then.
I hate the word easy because sex is sexy. Everybody should be able to have as much as they want, right?
But I feel like I didn't fully value myself in my 20s. And I had a lot of abandonment issues. And I had a lot of sadness growing up.
Are both your parents still alive?
Yeah, both my parents are still alive, but they were young when they had me.
Have you worked it out with them or are you still angry at them?
My parents are decent people.
Okay.
They're just, I feel like they just don't have enough. Like my mom wasn't given enough love as a kid. It's not her fault. She's lacking a little bit.
They're only 20 years older than you, basically.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. So they were babies. And I feel like my dad dealt with a lot of tragedy. Both my grandparents, on my dad's side, passed away from HIV. Open heart surgery, passed it to my grandmother. So I feel like there was just like a lot of sadness growing up.
So you don't blame them.
No, I don't blame them.
Okay.
No. It's.
You think you'd still be? You think you'd be a comedian without it, though?
No. Yeah. There's no reason to. Are you kidding?
To do this job?
No. I feel like you travel around the country
begging for approval.
Please like me. Please like me in the morning.
That's Nick. Well, that's us too, man.
Yeah, that's a version of this too.
We don't do what you do, but yeah, the begging for validation is part of this job.
Yep. Empty on the inside.
I'm not arguing. I'm not arguing.
No, I feel like you have to have a little bit of sadness. And then you see guys that, like, you're like, oh, I had homemade pudding in my fridge growing up. And then you're like, oh, that's why you're not that funny. I get it. My husband will ask. He'll be like, "Do you? Can you make me funnier?" I'm like, well, if you want my dad to come over and beat you first.
That's a funny line.
Thank you. He can beat that funny right into you.
You're going to need a little more tragedy in your life before you can be that funny.
God.
Yeah, you can do. To be a lady comic, you got to be kidding me. You got to be real.
Yeah, the ones we've known are crazy, but always fun, you know, and good people.
Yeah.
I mean, you and Jessie Mae Peluso and
Coplitz.
She's nuts.
Who's some of our favorites?
Pescatelli.
Pescatelli. Yeah. Known Tammy for years.
Would you call me nuts? Are we
other guys are nuts.
I feel like I'm pretty. I feel like I maintain full stability. Like, I don't feel like.
No, you got your crap together. I can tell you have your crap together.
I'll paint your birdhouse if you want. Real nice lady stuff.
Well, that whole Coplitz copping on the last minute flight to go tell the guy that he was not breaking up with her.
Right.
That you're in the nuts category.
You think you might have been a little more nutty had you not sought help? Have you not talked to anybody?
Yeah, of course. And then I see, like, my family still hasn't. My dad never got help after, like, my aunt was schizophrenic. Like, there was a lot, just so much sadness he dealt with. And
where'd you grow up again?
Pennsylvania.
Oh, that's right. We talked about that. We're in PA.
Easton, Allentown.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
that's a sad place.
It is.
Yeah, Easton's not a pretty town.
Your anthem starts with a factory whistle. Yeah. You ain't doing so hot.
Yeah, I'm familiar. Yeah, okay. So,
you get there by taking 22.
22 to Allentown.
22 up towards
Allentown. Look at you with your 22 to Allentown.
That's when we talked to my dad, because I'm from Harrisburg.
Okay.
So they, that area, and we talked to my dad all the time on the phone. He would just mention stuff like everybody knew what he was talking about. And he mentioned, you take 22 to Allentown. And so it's a big joke on the show. Anywhere you go, you take 22 to Allentown.
22.
So,
up towards Allentown.
People that have never even been there just say 22 to Allentown to me all the time.
I see the charm now. Like, I go back and I'm like, I wish I would have bought like one of those brownstones in downtown Easton.
Yeah, but Easton, Larry Holmes.
The Easton Assassin.
That's right.
You got me.
Larry Holmes, man. Did you get out of there after high school?
Yeah, immediately. Okay. 2 weeks after I left.
Oh, wow.
To where?
University of Florida.
Oh, you're from? Oh, man, yeah. Man. Okay. How long were you at University of Florida?
Did you make it?
I dropped out after 2.5 years.
I majored in frat row.
Frat row, okay.
I mean, my parents were so strict growing up.
Like, you went nuts at school.
Immediately. Yeah. I was like,
and you were in Florida, for God's sakes.
Yeah, my dad was like, no boys. And I'm like, all I want are boys.
Of course you had wanted boys. You're frat row, right?
Yeah, I was on frat row. That's where I picked my dorm, right next to it. So I could easily just wander home.
Florida.
Short
huh?
walk of shame.
2.5 years. What was your major?
Or was there no shame?
There was no major.
No major.
You got to declare one, don't you?
No. You just can take general education requirements. And
not anymore. Decide. Florida universities
liberal
now
arts.
Are going to suck.
Florida
big
was very hard to get into. Like, I did have a super high GPA and then really good SATs.
And then you went from Florida right to LA?
I kind of was pulled out of Florida because I was like just a sad little lady. Okay. And then my parents brought me home and then I kind of left. And then I moved in with my aunt in California. I have three cousins that are child actresses.
Oh,
my aunt had all three girls on network series at the same time.
Oh,
wow.
Two of which were in the top 10. So.
Oh, I think you've mentioned before. What were the actresses?
Madeline Zima. Yvonne.
What shows were they?
Madeline was on The Nanny as a kid. She was in The Hand That Rocks the Cradle. She was on Californication.
Hand Rocks a Cradle. I know what she looks like for
sure. She was a little girl that was,
That's pretty cool. Are they all still actresses?
Yeah. Well, Yvonne is writing. She was on ER. She played Anthony Edwards' daughter on ER for years.
Oh, okay.
And then now she just sold a show to Netflix, I think.
Oh, okay. You had at least a connection now. When you got there.
You will remember what? Madeline Zima as the girl who punches David Duchovny mid-sex in Californication.
That's
my cousin.
That's your cousin?
Yeah.
She's great in that series, man. Californication rocked. What a great show.
Great actress.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But they all grew up well-adjusted?
No. That's why. You just,
and her boobs
you
are hanging out.
That.
She's naked in all of her Californication, too.
You just don't get a family in entertainment where everybody's in entertainment unless...
Something's messed up.
Yeah, something's messed up. You think the Baldwins are normal?
Right?
Yeah, come on.
Far from it.
Yeah. The Sheens? No, probably
Emilio Estevez.
Would you do a nude scene if you...
Like your
cousin did?
Maybe. I would have to.
You got those big Polish cans you mentioned.
I do. I've never taken off a bra my entire life. So.
You just leave it on?
I've just left it. I sleep in it. My mom told me my cans would get sad if I took off a bra, so I've just never taken off a bra. It's always on.
And your mom says cans?
It smells like my foot. My cans smell like
that's an OnlyFans.
Yeah, that's all you're doing. Smelly cans.
Smelly
man.
Cans. Smelly cans.
Oh, you could sell that bra for hundreds of dollars, but you don't take it off. So.
Oh, no, there's nothing grosser. I feel like it has worked. I feel like my cans ain't sad because they've been hoisted my whole life.
You've never just walked around without a bra?
No, I never do that.
Okay.
Never.
All right. Yeah.
I sleep in it.
You sleep in a bra?
I sleep in a bra.
Okay. I don't have big cans.
Then I wear it the next day. Same bra, week after week.
Well, that was one of the things I saw. There was a Reddit feed. It was pretty gross, but it's what women do that guys don't know. And one of them was they never wash their bra.
Never.
Their favorite bra, they never wash it.
It's disgusting. Sometimes, my husband and I box in the morning when I'm home. And then it's like, you know, it's sweaty after. Yeah. And you're like, well, guess I'll just let it dry on my cans. You know when you can see like the salt on something, like on a shirt,
or it spills.
Yeah. You can see, and my bra looks like it went out to sea.
April Macy, Funny Bone this weekend. Tonight is one show each night.
Just one tonight, 7:30.
Yes.
And Anthony sent us a link to April Macy's.
What's this
wiki feet?
Yeah, what's this?
Apparently, it's feet of celebrities.
So bizarre.
It's just your feet?
It's just my feet.
Where did they see the photo from?
They just captured it from like a red carpet thing.
Okay.
I did have good shoes on, so maybe they took a picture of the shoes and then it wandered to WikiFeet. Then there's a picture of when I got bed bugs in Grand Rapids.
That's
at a comedy club?
Yeah, at a hotel.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Were you on stage that night and it starts itching?
I had one bite. I woke up, but I felt something crawl across my face. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, what was that? But you're like 4 a.m, so you're like tired.
It probably crawled out of your bra.
It would have been bigger if it crawled out of my bra. It would have been that tiny.
What do you do to treat bed bugs?
You cry.
Yeah.
I had like 150 bed bug bites on my face and my neck, my body.
What's this wife says? She's an HR. She says they check the bed. Every time you go to a hotel, she always checks.
Yeah, because she...
I never do.
In safety. And it's a furniture store. So they sometimes will have to deal with that. And that's like the first thing she does when you
get a hotel room.
Yeah.
Quell lotion? Do they use Quell lotion on bed bugs?
The funny thing is the only thing that worked, they gave me like, I had to get a shot, like a steroid shot, because I was starting to blister and swell. Like, I'm just super allergic. Like, the one time I got bit, I was in Guantanamo Bay performing. My ankle swelled. And I was like, did anybody notice my ankle's giant?
Yeah.
And then, the guy that was our little security detail, he was like, ma'am, I was just concerned you had fat ankles, ma'am. And I was like, one? You thought I had one fat ankle?
Yeah.
Like, what? Did nobody notice?
Did you do a show with bed bugs that night in Grand Rapids?
That night I did. I did do a show, and they start coming out more and more. Uh-huh. And they moved my room, and then the guy kicked me out because I told a woman with a baby. I was like, just so you know, I got these here, and I showed her my face and my neck. And the guy was like, I'm going to need you to leave. And I was like, no.
Because you tell other patrons there's bed bugs.
Yeah, because I tell other patrons.
Well, I would too if I were you.
Of course.
Especially a girl with a baby.
She was, I'm like, if that baby got what I got, that woman's life would have been hell for the next 6 weeks.
Right.
And then they did not heat treat my stuff. They did. I had to
wheel.
What
did the comedy club do for you? They help you out?
I like the hotel, though. It's like, hey, this is a diseased, bug-ridden place. You got to leave. Like, oh, no.
Well, that's what I said. I was like, wait, I have 150 bed bug bites. I have to go to urgent care because I'm starting to blister. You're not going to let me leave my stuff here? And then I had to walk from urgent care down the highway to a mire. Because I was not going to call an Uber for like 4 blocks. Yeah. So it's like me with my dumb suitcase wheeling down a sad highway in Grand Rapids. The pharmacy was inside a mire, so I had to go into a grocery store with luggage. Nobody's ever looked more insane.
I've never seen that.
In.
Right.
Yes. Yeah. I look crazy. Yeah. And then I'm just covered in bed bug bites. So that was fun. That was a fun.
Fun trip.
Last trip to Grand Rapids, I assume?
No. The funny thing is I'm going back, but I'm actually doing a different club. This was like some guy that had a run, but this was a nice hotel. Like it had like little jugs where you could refill your water at the end of the hallway.
Oh,
it was like a nice, it was surprising. And then I saw them, like they were crawling on the headboard. So then I was mushing them and then they're like, oh, there's all my blood. That's where my blood went.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it was gross. Super gross.
Yeah.
First time in 17 years on the road that's ever happened.
Yeah. And
I've stayed in some disgusting places that should be filled with
bed bugs.
With bra bugs.
Bra bugs. Bra bugs. April Macy, what are all your socials? AprilMacy.com for gigs around the country.
MACIE.
Yes, MACIE.
And what about your other socials?
Just April Macy everywhere. Macy. Yeah. Right.
Always fun, April. Good to see you.
Oh, I love you guys.
Yeah, it's been fun, man. Thank you for joining us.
It's been too long.
Yeah, you guys are fun in the morning.
Come by again.
I try to have some fun.
Get in late, get up, and come and be charming.
I painted it. I put some lipstick on for you guys.
You did? You look good.
I didn't curl the hair.
You
but
look
I,
good. That didn't change your bra, though.
No, I didn't.
No.
Well, we don't know that.
I slept in it. And then I wore it again. Tell you the truth.
You didn't land at 1 o'clock in the morning, right?
I landed at like 1:30. By the time I got luggage, got back, got to sleep, it was like 2:30, rolled up, and I did it.
Well, you don't have sad cans. There must be something to it.
No, I'm telling you, my cans is good. That's good, everybody.
I'm looking at them right now. Actually, I'm looking at Push right now. Now I'm looking at
them. Now you lost. Now you're not looking at me anymore.
Now I'm looking at anyone.
I saw your eyes move.
Brad Williams next week. Who else?
We're going to be talking to Mr. Skin on Monday and Friday, meeting a new comic.
Derek Stroop out of Denver.
I've heard a lot about him. Never met him, though, have we?
He's great fun, and he just posted, he just got engaged.
Oh, okay. All right.
Nice.
Go see April May. See this weekend at the Funny Bone and download Nick's or listen to Nick's roast. Right?
Yes, at nicksallins.com.
All right, we'll see you on Monday. Thanks for listening. Have a good weekend.
Good night.
You're listening to the Todd and